Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
So in my last video on the corrupt mayor of Dalton, on the head of the Thornton Township Board of Supervisors, the super mayor, Tiffany A. Henyard, I told you that I actually found out about that breaking news as I was editing my previous video on this particular woman. Well, guess what? As is before is true again. This story broke as I was editing that story about how she's being investigated by the FBI for retaliating against businesses. And it turns out that Tiffany Henyard has retaliated against more businesses, again, based on them potentially talking to the FBI about the way that she abuses her power to target the businesses of her political opponents. It's insane. It's ridiculous. It's incredibly childish. But before we talk about this video is sponsored. So let me toss it to the sponsor. Then we'll bring it back over here and we'll discuss this whole thing on the other side. If you notice the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, and other signs of aging on your body and face are getting worse, you may not just be dealing with your typical stresses of the new year. This is actually the number one indicator that your collagen levels are dropping and dropping fast. And there's something that you can actually do about it to reverse the visible signs of aging. This is one of the reasons why I'm partnering with healthwithjustice.com. This amazing collagen powder has 5 different types of collagen that can help reverse the visible signs of aging, improve the way your skin looks, elasticity, help out your hair, help out your nails, all with this once daily powder that you guys can try for a 46% discount at healthwithjustice.com and with a 60-day money back guarantee. Go to the link in the pinned comment at the top of this video's description and check out this powder for yourself. Try it, use it daily. Trust me, it's going to help. And guess what? For those of you who get it now, you're going to be able to get a free ebook that will tell you 14 key foods to help keep that skin elasticity. That's healthwithjustice.com, healthwithjustice.com.
More controversy is brewing in South Suburban Dalton.
So last night, police shut down 2 popular bars. One trustee says the reason? Because they're not financially supporting Dalton's mayor, Tiffany Henyard.
So this Tiffany A. Henyard story is absolutely crazy in every possible way. There are so many different twists and turns that honestly, I've had to set aside me even giving you a recap of all the previous scandals because that would make the video about 10 hours long. But just really quickly, for those of you who need a quick refresher, and I have an entire playlist breaking this down, among the many, many scandals that this super mayor is dealing with are the basic ones, like that she takes taxpayer dollars and uses them for luxury vacations to Vegas, to Austin, to Atlanta, to New York City, all while charging everything to the taxpayer, all while flying first class both ways and staying at the best possible hotels. There's also the scandals where she locks out political opponents, whether they be actually on the board of trustees, which is the equivalent of their city council, for those of you not familiar with how Illinois politics work, and all the way to her locking out people who work in non-political positions, like the accountant for Dalton, because they were questioning her purchases. But it escalates all the way to Tiffany Henyard possibly ordering a hit on one of her political opponents, which led to a drive-by shooting. Thank you. just so you know how insane it actually is. But one of the things that the FBI appears to be looking into is the fact that she's using her power as the mayor to withhold business licenses from people who don't donate to her events, donate to her non-real charity, or donate to her political campaign. And that appears to be what this story is about, which is two bars shut down in the middle of the night by the police who Tiffany Henyard had actually bought off. They fired the old police chief, or she did actually, without the approval of the board, hired this new puppet, and this appears to be because they refused to support her politically as well.
They just rushed in here, put police at the front of the door like they was doing a raid on a drug house or something.
A team of Dalton police officers raided and shut down Pablo's Bar and Cafe and Rinky's Bar and Cafe, both located on Sibley, about a block apart.
Everything going peacefully. Nothing going on. It's like 10 police cars came in, and they start pushing customers from here. And he said, if you don't leave, we're going to lock you up.
So in the middle of the night, as they're running their businesses as usual, as you heard from those two owners of those businesses, the Dalton police pulled up with 10 police vehicles, raided the place, forced all the customers out, and told the owners that if they didn't shut down immediately, they would be arrested.
The officers are paid every 2 weeks, which without overtime is 80 hours. But when they're put on Henyard's detail, that 80 hours balloons to well over 100 hours, sometimes 200 hours. And in the case of Officer Terry Young last May, 303 hours worked over a two-week period. That resulted in a single paycheck of more than $13,000.
Now, this is crazy for a number of reasons. First and foremost, if you guys remember my previous segments on Henyard, one of them was about how she's paying insane overtime to a select group of officers, sometimes reaching as high as 303 hours over a two-week pay period. By the way, there's only 336 hours in 2 weeks total, meaning that that person was only not charging the city for 33 hours during that whole 2 weeks. And that is diverting officers from the streets, which is causing crime to spike in the particular area. But now we're seeing 10 police cars, which possibly have two officers per person, conducting raids on businesses that appear to be functioning fine and legally, just like the other businesses that she targeted, but because they won't contribute to her politically. It's a shakedown. She's mad. And by the way, there have been complaints from businesses to the FBI. So this could possibly be retaliation and a strike back based on the pressure she's feeling under that situation. And if this isn't her thuggishly and brutishly trying to go after her political opponents that talk to the FBI, imagine doing this a day after it broke that the feds are investigating you for this very same thing. This is specifically what multiple people who confirmed with the local news that they were talking to the feds were complaining about.
Employees and owners say it's part of an ongoing campaign of harassment by Dalton Mayor Tiffany Henyard that is costing jobs and money. Their business licenses have been stripped by Dalton, but they've continued to operate with a state license.
I have like over 23 employees. They work from the local township. Now, end of the day, all the employees, they're going to lose their job.
So as you heard right there, they stripped the licenses of these particular businesses. They're able to operate because they still maintain their state license. No word on that disconnect right there. How they've done so many violations just for the city of Dalton, just under Tiffany A. Henyard's view, but they're able to operate in the state of Illinois. Now, by the way, I've always believed and talked about on this channel before how excessive license requirements just gives ammo for corruption in situations like this. And this is a perfect example of this, albeit an over-the-top example of this, because you have somebody who's actually being investigated for fraudulently pulling the licenses of her political opponents by the feds, and she's still doing it, and it's ridiculous and absurd in every possible way. And I think because they've been operating with the state license this whole time, they've been harassed here and there for sure, that this was retaliation because they may be among the people that have talked to the FBI. But Henyard will not be stopped. Henyard will not be questioned. She is grasping at power. She's desperate. And at this point in time, this is what makes her most dangerous.
It's ridiculous. We all have mouths to feed. We all have kids. They're not giving us no explanation.
So I just want to point out right here that this woman being security with the hat that says security and the shirt that says security, I don't believe it. I'm just going to say I'm not on board with it. I hope this woman does not lose her job, whatever that job is. But let's be honest, she is not fighting off some of these larger sized males that are causing problems in the bar late at night. Let's keep it real about this right here. I don't know where you got that costume, lady, but let's be honest about what's going on here.
On Monday, we visited both Rinky's and Pablo's to ask about allegations their licenses were being held up for political reasons. Then last evening, we broke the story that FBI agents have questioned at least a half dozen people, including business owners, a former Dalton employee, and an elected official as part of an investigation into Mayor Henyard. Less than two...
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
2 hours after our story aired, police raided the two bars.
Just think about how crazy this is. So the local news has been on this for years. In fact, they've built up a lengthy backlog of all the different Henyard crimes due to their stellar reporting on this issue. And finally, the culmination of their reporting, the culmination of this story catching on first on the internet.com with YouTubers, then going national, is them hearing about the FBI investigating and meeting with business owners. Well, one of the business owners that was talked to by the local news, and by the way, it appears that Henyard is surveilling these people, ends up getting raided just 2 hours after their segment aired on the local news. 2 hours later.
Someone saying you go in there, and then 2 hours after your story airs, that police are at both of these establishments.
By the way, this is why I can't keep up with the damn stories, because every time I shoot a video and I get it into editing, something else breaks, and this is a perfect example of that. They got raided by all these cops, and considering they brought 10 different patrol cars here while they're on the cusp of getting 13 vehicles seized because Tiffany Henyard is not making payments, despite the fact that the money was appropriated for said payments, she's not making them.
In yet another shock to Village of Dalton trustees, a letter falling on their desks dated February 14th, representatives from Kansas State Bank threatening to repossess 13 Village vehicles, saying more than $76,000 is overdue and climbing.
The Board of Trustees approved payment in May of 2023.
But where that loan payment went that was due 9 months ago is anyone's guess.
It just boggles the mind how insane and how corrupt and how over the top this woman can actually be.
Dalton trustee Tammy Brown says she believes the raids are meant to send a warning to others not to talk.
So think about how wild this is. Think about how entitled this woman is. Think about how hood she is, ghetto she is. The FBI, it is announced on the news, and then it's covered on YouTube, covered by national media outlets, is investigating her. 2 hours after she gets word of that, she decides she's going to initiate a raid on the businesses to tell them to stay quiet, to get them to shut up. And what's even more crazy is that Henyard is spending all this money. She's doing all this crazy stuff, and she's shutting down the golden goose that lays the eggs that she is stealing in order to live her lavish lifestyle on the taxpayer dime. They're holding up the business's licenses, which generate revenue for the city of Dalton, as punishment for her not getting political donations, even though she has driven the town from a $2 million surplus into $7 million in debt. And by the way, the Thornton Township, because she's a dual position holder, she's also driven that into $5 million in debt. So she's cutting off her nose to spite her face. She's digging herself into an even deeper hole based on the feds talking to these businesses. And it's crazy and it's insane. And by the way, she has the police on her side. This is where things get really scary. I know I was joking about how I've become very successful on this particular topic. My videos are getting views, and that helps me. And all that is true.
It's frightening since I became mayor in the Village of Dalton. I never thought in a million years that my team, the team that I ran with, including Allison Key for the clerk, would sit here and turn on me the way y'all did, right, what, a week, 2 weeks into taking off. That showed me that you guys would have been planning, plotting, meeting. People have already been snitching on y'all this entire time. is saying.
But what's also true is that she is engaging in this corruption with the police department. These people have police power, and it seems like they're willing to act on her behalf in order to cover up for her crimes, because they likely participated in some, although not all, of that criminal activity as well. And that's really dangerous when you have law enforcement officers willing to do stuff like this, not willing to take a stand. And by the way, some of them have been intimidated into this position, because when the old police chief took a stand, she fired him, even though she didn't have the power to do it alone. She did it anyway.
And she believes there's a reason so many Dalton businesses are having trouble getting their licenses renewed.
I'm sure that they were asked to donate, make a donation, and most likely they didn't make a donation. So you don't get a chance to stay open if you don't pay the queen's ransom.
So this is straight up old school classic corruption. It's actually kind of refreshing to see it done this out in the open and this brazenly, because it's so easy to spot. And yeah, it's basically you don't support the politician, you don't support the mayor, you're going to have problems getting your licenses renewed. You know what? You still don't want to support the mayor? We're just going to block your license. Oh, you want to stay open while you have a state license and don't have our local license? Well, guess what? We're going to harass you. We're going to create all kinds of problems, throw some excessive fines at you, all to get you to donate politically. And then you want to escalate, you want to snitch to the feds, you want to talk to them about the crimes I'm committing against you? Well, guess what? We're going to deploy the goons, the police. They're going to raid you at the busiest time of day that your business is open, 2 hours after we heard, because we're here to send you a message. You will not in any way, shape, or form oppose the queen. You will not in any way, shape, or form oppose Tiffany A. Haynard. You will not in any way, shape, or form oppose the super mayor who does everything for the people.
I'm sick and tired of y'all not doing y'all job. Name one ordinance that y'all did that benefited the people. One. Y'all can't name one, right? Because every ordinance y'all ever made was beneficial to you guys as trustees, to y'all attorneys, to y'all. But nothing for the people. But everything we do for the people. But we under attack. We getting scrutinized in the media. For what? Loving on the people? Showing them that they matter to us? We going through the fires for y'all. We. Us. Me and my administration. So don't y'all ever talk to them like that. Don't y'all ever tell them that they was told what to say. Because they don't. They got minds of themselves. And they all educated up here. All of them got degrees. Stop it. Stop with the disrespect. We going to end that right now. Stop. We elected. Not them.
And of course, all of this is wrapped up in her identity. Henyard was like, I'm the first woman to be elected mayor of Dalton, and I'm a black woman. She was very proud of that. That's what she campaigned on. And now she uses that to attack everybody who comes after her, including labeling the almost exclusively all black board of trustees in Dalton to be race traitors for daring to question her and question her authority.
And that's what I'm tired of. We got to sit here and do these speeches every board meeting, being here to 10, 11 o'clock at night. Ain't even got to the agenda because everybody want to say they look sideways stuff. And then now we got to sit here, try to remember what y'all saying and then say something back just to tell the residents or show them that we are doing what's right. Because y'all got false narratives out there and y'all should be ashamed of y'allself. Y'all black. Y'all are black. And y'all sitting up here beating and attacking on a black woman that's in power. Y'all should be ashamed of y'allselves. All the stuff that y'all did to get people to come to our community, to just diss and down our community. Shame on y'all.
Look, this is absolutely crazy, but I have to give some credit to the super mayor, because a normal corrupt politician in this particular situation would be destroying records. A normal corrupt politician in this particular situation would be trying to shift focus, which she is doing, by the way, but maybe keep a low profile. But not Tiffany A. Haynard, not the super mayor, not the people's mayor, not the champion of the people, all titles, by the way, that she's given herself. She's gonna go down in a blaze of glory. She's gonna fight back. She is going to keep up with the same tactics that got her to this office, and I'm here for it. I'm here for this meltdown live in real life. I'm just hoping that the something is done about the police. Maybe somebody in the police refused to follow these orders, because it is very dangerous the fact that she has that much of a grip on this institution, even though, again, she's not even paying for their cars. They're going to repossess the police vehicles. I know you're getting a lot of overtime by working on her security detail and you're helping to bankrupt the city, but you got to have a little bit of sight about what you're doing, because you're going to end up walking to that security detail because your vehicles are about to be seized. But hey, you know what? Those are just my thoughts. I've had logical opinions related to the Henyard situation multiple times on this channel, and she continued to impress me with her craziness. So I don't expect anything different from her at this moment in time, but I want to know what you guys expect. I want to know what you guys think down in the comments below. If you like this video, then show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on my social media, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about the super mayor striking back. Till next time.